in order necessarily to work.
Members, I'm reliably informed that yesterday the meeting concluded that we will be considering the coordinated list of proposed amendments, areas of agreement and areas of disagreement and grey areas in terms of the work that we've done so far. And as matter stands now, we have apologies from all three political parties. That is the DA, Mr. Lee, Mr. Bloom, Pope, Mr. Worth, DA, Mr. Bunda, ID. And therefore meaning that the only political party present today is the African National Congress. I will go back to the last on the wisdom of the meeting. We do correct, I must say, in terms of the numbers that we have, but how we then proceed with the meeting, I'll be guided by a member present. As to whether we proceed with matters the way they are currently, in the absence of other political parties, because I would assume that the list that will be presented is a consolidation of views as expressed by all political parties who form part of the committee. May I be guided on how then to proceed? Honorable Kramit.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon, Honorable Member. Chairperson, as you have correctly said, we correct, we can continue, members are with us. But we want to focus to the House that we need to reconsider having an all-residue this meeting. Sorry, we've already said that other parties aren't here. We'd have wanted an all-inclusive picture, particularly as we hoped to finalize the process today. But because of the absence of other parties, we can't. But let me also say, Chair, that we have agreed this meeting was a scheduled meeting. The schedules are all parties, except for Hope, who had said he will consult with his party and see, and of course that he may be having another commitment. But of course, we also note that this is about delaying the whole process of finalizing this. There's nothing else other than that, because those are probably the only candidates today around that time, and we will think that's not proper for the position. But we can continue if we want, because we have everything, and we have what we landed yesterday. Everything was prepared, and not everything was.
Yes, I just want to concur with the speaker that we had agreed to meet today, and unfortunately, opposition parties decided not to come or have other commitments. It is unfortunate, Chairman, that we are in this situation. But I don't believe we should have hope we will. The proposal then is that we sort of postpone the meeting until everybody is here, because we, as I said, we believe in an inclusive process, and an inclusive process can't last going forward, and all along we've been negotiating with other parties. Even outside these meetings, to come to an agreement that is closer to what the people had wanted and to what us as members have wanted. That is a good thing. So far, we have really gone a long way Even yesterday meeting was, in fact, very positive meeting. Except that, Jefferson, I think it's something that we need to comment on, that the idea of the inclusion of the maximum 5-year sentence under Section 43 to go well with the media, because today's people have carried it. They carried it in a sort of negative sense, but the reason we included the maximum sentence in the program was simply because it would have opened that section to, remember Section 43 was debated a lot, and it also allowed members to, it's flexible enough for members to also report about corruption issues, etc. But then if we did not propose that a maximum sentence in 5 years, if anybody is found under that section, it would have opened ourselves or anybody to other sections, 36, 37, 38, 40, where the maximum period is far greater than the one quoted, proposed in under Section 42, because you are talking about 5, 6, 5 years in other sections. We did not want that. We wanted to limit it to that section only, the maximum 5 year standard. That's what we did. We felt that it is a good thing to do, so that we don't really be harsh around Section 42. That's what we did. As I say, interesting, it did not, it was not inducted well in the media in today's paper. Perhaps because we were not on that specifically, would have explained why we did. And I trust that from now on, that perception would actually disappear. So we wanted to clarify that as well. So that, as we are saying, so far it's been quite an involved process in the debate in the committee, the debate about the committee, and people are in fact almost happy with the product that we have, although the were some people who would say we did not go far enough. But in so far as the bill is concerned, at least all of us are confident that it is a bill that we think is going to be implemented. Further than that, I would suggest that we meet next week on the 21st in the afternoon to consider what is before us today. That should deal with the proposals before us, and we will push to finalize them. We don't have much time now. We need to finalize. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Members. So, is there any other view? So, we conclude on that. Honorable Tan.
Yeah, thank you very much. I fully agree with suggested by Honorable Banande, again and allow them to come back or to be present so that we can engage like that group of people. Tomorrow we should not be accused of bulldozing the process. But that's two things that I wanted to request. One is that in terms of the process that we have to follow, in our next meeting, the first people we engage that we be allowed to make some technical corrections that we have put up in the document that's been given. One, and two, check. I think it is also important that we place them on record as the African National Congress, that throughout the beginning of this process, we have been very much consistent in terms of making sure
so far we have been successful to influence the opposition party, our colleagues who are part of the particular mission, to see, meet, and agree with a number of submissions that we have made, including those that we have applicated. And the understanding was that the process today will afford all the parties that have, that still have got outstanding issues that were tabled to influence others to see if we can do something. And we must put on record that if you look at the document, almost 95% of those issues that are written as not agreed to were the things that were tabled by opposition parties, to which to date we have never been favored with substance as to what is meant and for them to convince us. And today was to create that particular platform. And here they are, they decided not to come, despite the fact that we all agreed with them that we will come for that process today. Now, we view that as an act of them now chilling out and delaying the process and saying so. And we want to please with them, wherever they are, that we don't want the delay. Let us not engage outside, because they have been consistent in terms of engaging with the bill outside of the formal meeting, through media. Now when they are given a platform today to engage, they run away. I hope the media team will capture that. Because precisely today, we support and engage them on that. In the same way they've been engaging us, criticizing and giving us, it was our chance now to listen to them. But they decided to run away. We see that in a very dark light, because it's one tactic that is not taking us forward, but it's taking us backwards. And then the ANC will continue to be the disciplined force. We'll never engage outside. We want to engage them inside of this forum. And we appeal to everyone, particularly our opposition colleagues, to come back to the negotiating table. We understand they've got other commitments, but it's quite strange that those commitments all of a sudden started this morning. Only for this important question. But we will wait for the patient. But we cannot wait forever, unfortunately.
Thank you very much, honorable members. I take it that there is no other view from members. So the procedure then that we are agreeing to is that one, we are going to allow other political parties to then be in a position to be part of the meeting. Secondly, the proposal has not had any different proposal to the one that said we meet next week on the 23rd in the afternoon. I just hope they will be, that message will then be communicated to them and for them to agree to that, because I can imagine if they are not available on the 23rd, what then are we going to cause? We need to be mindful of the fact that the National Assembly last week is next week on the 23rd, which we had hoped by then we would have submitted our report to the House and transferred to the National Assembly by that time. So, I think we can still proceed with engaging with them. Of course, we will make the document available to them between now and next week, so that they have an opportunity to look at the issues as raised and agreed to in yesterday's meeting. And I think it will only suffice in that way that the Secretary to the committee just to communicate that information and to ensure that they have the document with them. Then, honourable members, on the basis of that, I throw your hand up, Chief Whip, and then honourable.
Okay, I just have just a short thing, maybe to the secretary of the committee, that would advise that the document that was distributed today, we applaud it, but we need to find out from the document when they say not agreed to. issue, who are we talking about? There are areas where they say not agreed. Maybe it's the hope that is not agreed so that we are able to move smoothly out of that. So we need that information. Even if they say agreed to, is it all parties that agreed to it? We must reflect on the thing. And that's just what we want to do before the next question. What is that?
Where the opposition forces have to solve is not agreed to by the ANC. That's the planning that they include conflict committee. But for others, I'll take your more traditional voice because I would have to say that that's a country. Well, that's fine. Then on the basis of that, it is a pity that our consistent silent participants are not members of the committee or are not members of the political parties. And I'm sure if they were, they would have given us a well-attended meeting that we could have proceeded and considered on the matter. So that in our next meeting, we then proudly say that collectively and the majority of those present in the meeting had agreed for the following and so on. But unfortunately now, if we were to proceed and agree on any matter, it would not be the ANC agreeing to itself. And I want to take it that most of the issues that are agreed to by the ANC, it has already satisfied itself. Just before I attend the meeting, I realized that there is something that is entered here, and if we are here and just leave it like that, it will be regarded as wasteful expenditure of the road, etc. So I will invite everybody to then.
Before you invite, we actually wanted to call for an ANC cover. So after you again.
So, you know what? What you have done for us? Hello, because now the ANC has asked for a cover. Maybe if we had put them outside, is it for unparliamentary to do? Oh, you can. Okay, fine. Maybe then leave them out like this so that we are all excused and let ANC be able to have this. Is that all to see? What would be the correct
one?
Okay.
We want is the food. If you want food, all we want is the room. So can you please attend maybe the meeting now? But we tell them if you can come in.
May you excuse us for 10, 15 minutes? The meeting stands officially in 10. Until next week.
Thank you. No, espera, Guido.
Thank you.